Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. I've warned you about jury duty. If you get called for jury duty, I think you should go. I know people try to weasel out of it when they can, but, you know, someday you might need a juror or two. So, you know, I suggest that you play along. But here's a story out of Florida. A man gets 10 days sentence in jail for missing jury duty. Mark, thanks for passing the story along. It's out of the New York Times. And DeAndre Somerville got picked for jury duty in a civil trial, a lawsuit. But he overslept, and that then became a criminal matter for him. Mr. Somerville of West Palm Beach, Florida, was ruled in direct criminal contempt of court last month by a circuit court judge who sentenced him to 10 days in jail and a year of probation for missing jury duty, which he said simply was because he overslept one day. The judge also ordered Mr. Somerville to perform 150 hours of community service, pay a $223 fine, and write a sincere letter of apology of at least 100 words after he missed an August 21st trial date. Mr. Somerville, who already served his jail sentence, is appealing the misdemeanor judgment against him. His next court date is Friday. My first reaction when I woke up was, oh shoot, I overslept. Mr. Somerville said Thursday, adding that he should have notified the court, but that he was nervous about the repercussions. That should have been the first thing I should have done, he said. I thought maybe the most I could get was a fine. Not long after missing jury duty, he said the police showed up at his grandparents' home, which is where he lives. He said his grandparents told him the best thing you do is to be honest. Well, from the story, it sounds like he missed jury duty and didn't even bother going in. I mean, if you overslept, you can get there. You're just going to be late. I mean, it's not like you overslept 20 years. Mr. Somerville was one of six jurors seated in an automobile accident negligence case in the 15th Judicial Circuit of Florida in West Palm Beach. The judge did lecture him during a September 20th hearing, according to a court transcript. You failed to come to court, the judge said. We waited almost an hour for you to come to court, and you didn't come. I had the jury office call to see where you were. God forbid you'd been in an accident or something terrible happened. You shut your phone off. Mr. Somerville said he deserved a fine or another penalty, but characterized the sentence as otherwise too harsh. I told him, sir, I've never been to jail, Mr. Somerville said, who works part-time at the local parks department. I've never been arrested. I kind of felt like he belittled me. Mr. Somerville helps care for his grandfather who had a heart attack and uses a walker and a scooter to get around, the public defender's office said in a court filing, which they filed on his behalf. The public defender's office and a court spokesperson speaking on behalf of the judge both said they could not comment on the pending case. Mr. Somerville said it had been traumatizing to spend 10 days in jail. It's like I'm really in jail with cold, hard criminals. The lawyer for the plaintiff in the civil trial for which Mr. Somerville had been selected as a juror said an alternate juror was used in the case. We've had jurors not show up, but for various reasons, he said, adding it was unusual for a juror to miss duty and not notify the court at all. And that really is the problem here. The story is written by Neil Vigdor for the New York Times. Like I said, Mark passed it along to me. And, you know, when you show up for jury duty and you get selected, they have you swear, and they swear you in as a jury. Now, if a jury is a civil case, there's often six jurors, but they'll often have an alternate, meaning seven, or possibly even eight. They have two alternates. And so if somebody does, in fact, disappear, then they can have an alternate step in for them. But, of course, there's a problem. What if another juror has an actual problem? So you like to have those alternates for emergencies. Now, if you overslept, you call the court and say, hey, I'm going to be late. I'm sorry. I'm headed that way. That's what cell phones are all about. You know, so I can tell you right now, I had a case, a jury trial, on a matter that ran for quite some time, about a week, week and a half long. And there were eight jurors. That means that we had six and two alternates. And one of the jurors fell asleep repeatedly during the trial. And it was called the court's attention by both sides. And both sides asked the court how the court would deal with it. And the court indicated that when we dismiss alternates, don't be surprised if that's the first alternate that gets dismissed. And that's what happened. Strangely enough, the judge drew numbers, and that was the first number the judge drew. Some people right now are going, wait, is that right? But you know something, if the result is good, it makes it right, right? So, you know, there's a problem. As you can imagine, for instance, in a criminal trial, once the jury's impaneled, you know, if you have a juror disappear and you don't have enough jurors left over, you know, there might be an automatic mistrial, and that wastes a lot of resources. And in a civil case, if a juror disappears and you don't have the alternates and you have to stop the trial, you just wasted a whole bunch of time. The court's time, the litigant's time, the other juror's time, you know. So the fact that they waited for this guy for an hour simply waiting for a phone call and never got one, that's the real problem. So, you know, should he have been honest? Yeah, he should have been honest. He also should have called the court and said, guys, I overslept. What should I do? And if they're near the end of the trial, they might say, you know something, we have another alternate. Don't worry about it. Or they might say, hey, guess what? We'll wait for you. We're all here. Just hurry. Get in here. Don't be crazy, but get here. So I have a story for you, and it's not a case that I was involved in, but it was a case that I saw. And I had a matter in front of a judge where I had to go into a courtroom and get a judge to sign something. The court clerk said, just go in the courtroom and wait. The judge is on the bench right now. So I go in the courtroom. I sit down. The judge is, in fact, conducting a trial with a jury. And the judge looks around, realizes he's got some other business to conduct. And then he tells the jury, says, well, here's the deal. We're going to now take a break, and we're going to be done now for the day. And so you guys just be back here 8:30 tomorrow morning, and I'm going to conduct business here, and then we'll see you tomorrow. And a guy raises his hand in the back. A juror raises his hand in the back. And the judge goes, yes. And the jury goes, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. The judge goes, what do you mean you're not going to be here tomorrow? And the guy goes, something came up. And he was that flippant about it. He's that flippant. Something came up. Not going to be here. The judge goes, so you're not going to be here tomorrow? The guy goes, no, not going to be here tomorrow. Judge goes, really? Because do you remember when we all were questioned at the beginning of the trial whether you could be here for the whole week? We indicated that if there's any problems that you might have, you had to resolve them and, you know, that kind of thing. The guy goes, kind of like that. And now here's the problem. If he had a legitimate reason he couldn't be there, he could have said, Your Honor, I've got a problem. But instead he said, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. And the judge looked at the bailiff and goes, take him downstairs. And the bailiff walked over and handcuffed the guy and took the guy out in handcuffs. And the other jurors were like, whoa, you know. And later on, I asked the bailiff, I said, what's happening there? What happened? And the judge goes, or the bailiff goes, the guy's an idiot. Okay, he had a problem. He could have raised it properly. But by raising it that way, he's saying, I'm not going to be here today. He's basically saying, I'm planning on being in contempt of court tomorrow. And he goes, but what happened was, he goes, the judge basically brought the juror back up after talking to the other attorneys and said, look, we have another alternate. I mean, should we just dismiss this guy now? Which they did. And he goes, now, but of course, we run the risk that we're down to one last alternate, you know, but he goes, I hope things work out. But he goes, but the judge was very upset by the way the guy just handled that. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Oh, okay. Good to hear. I mean, thank you for raising your hand and letting us know. Otherwise, we would have just been waiting for you tomorrow for no reason. So, but yeah, jury duty is serious stuff, especially if you get sworn in. Pay very close attention to the instructions you get and show up when you can. And if you oversleep, call the court as quickly as you can and tell them what happened. And maybe you won't spend 10 days in jail. Questions, comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.